The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Joey R. Marino is a director and producer from Boston, Massachusetts, who's got a new film out called Ticking. How are you doing today?
Not bad, and you? Not bad. I'm digging in there, and the weather's a little grey, so I feel like I'm in London, but other than that, I'm doing okay.
Perfect. So this new film, Ticking, how would you describe it?
Basically, it's about a young man who supposedly lives with his mother. Well, he's not young. He's in his early 30s, and he does have mother issues. His mother is pretty overbearing. He finds a beautiful young lady, and his mother is quite upset at that. Unfortunately, she loves him and he loves her, but the ending of this is quite stunning because we're not sure what's real in the movie at the end.
Why is his mom not happy with him meeting this girl?
Well, I think she lost her husband, she lost her other children, so she just wants him around, but she doesn't want to be alone in essence. So I think that's the biggest part in her mind. But in his mind, he's making him very shallow, and it's a tough thing for him. So.
Yeah. And why is the film called Ticking?
It's due to the fact that he's a quiet young man, but there's a couple of things in him when pushed that he goes over the edge. And partway through the film, about the midpoint, he gets pushed over the edge.
Yeah.
So I think if you think of a ticking time clock, he's ready to explode at a point because of all the energy that he has inside of him for all the years of being kept down by his mother.
What was it that inspired you to write and create a film like this?
Well, actually, it's funny because I was watching a film years ago with Ernest Borgnine. He won an Academy Award called Marty, probably in the 50s. And it's in essence about a mother who, an Italian mother from Italy, she came to America, and she doesn't want her son to leave. So I got the idea from that and the damage it does, because she doesn't want to be alone and she makes him feel guilty about going out with the girl.
Yeah.
And I started to get the idea from that. And obviously, growing up in an Italian-American household in America, that's fairly common. It's fairly common. So I understand what Michael might have went through a little bit.
Some of the talent in this film, who in particular would you say are the best actors?
Well, I think that the top three, really, David Merwick, who has produced and directed his own cult classic, Little Erin Merriweather. David is a stage actor in Manhattan and an Emerson College grad and American Academy of Dramatic Arts. He has many years of experience, and he plays Michael very, very well. It's scary, even on set. I was a little bit worried that he was maybe carrying a little too far internally, but he's able to get out of it quite well. And Liz Burdick, who plays Mother, is total transformation. Outside, she's a beautiful lady, but when you see her in the film, she's pretty nasty. And Anna Massaroni, who's in several shows right now, including Yellowstone. She played a great role as Bala. So she's a gem to work with. So, but David is the main actor, just a tremendous actor.
Yeah, that's perhaps the big part of acting, isn't it? Playing someone that you're definitely not.
Right, and I was worried because, you know, he is a method actor, and I was nervous that he would keep it in him. And, you know, you hear stories about actors, he's playing a very volatile role. So, but he is on set, he was able to switch it off in an instant, which was tremendous.
And whereabouts was the film filmed? Because a lot of it is in sort of home settings, isn't it? So
yes.
Was it easier than maybe a normal film would be if they're filming in public places?
Right, right. Well, it was in an actual home in Massachusetts. Mm. And what we did is, since you know we know how to build sets and things,
yeah.
we adapted the home to look a little bit dreary, you know, with flats and what have you. And we used what we had to different locations. We had, we used an old rundown motel. Wow. In Saugus, Massachusetts. And we used downtown Boston for some nice shots. So it was basically Massachusetts, but we did have a house in Saugus, Massachusetts.
Mm. Now, the film has won many awards, including the Cannes World Film Festival. It's won awards there, which is quite impressive because the Cannes Film Festival is probably the most famous film festival in the world.
Yeah, we were really happy at that. And again, you know, it has to do with, I think the script is pretty good that we wrote. But again, it's all comes down to our actors. From as far as I'm concerned, as a director, producer, these are just words on pages. Until you get the actors to act them out, and they're the ones who deserve all the credit.
Yeah.
You know, we just give it to them and they go with it, and we're happy.
Do you know it's going to work before the actors come in and perform it?
Well, I think with the script, it was pretty layered, even though it's only a 30-minute film. It's pretty layered, and I had a high confidence that the actors we had were going to would pull it off. So I didn't know if, you never know if it's going to do as well as it is. You just don't know. But so I'm always nervous about that. But in this case, it happened to work out. Maybe it hit a chord with some people who might have mental diseases, you know, out there. Obviously, there's a lot in America. You never know. But I was always happy with the script and happy with the cast and crew.
Well, what's coming up? Have you got more films you're planning to make?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do. And several of our cast members, including David, we're working on something pre-production right now called Radically Perfect.
Ooh.
About a principal ballet dancer, one of the best in America, who gets caught in a virulent cult.
Mm.
And she gets her mind, in essence, twisted. She comes from a very upper-level family, and the cult sucks her in. And we so far have David Merwick and Emma Massaloni, who played Emma will be the principal ballet dancer, and David will be, in essence, the cult member. So we're working on that. We're scouting locations right now and finishing up the script.
Excellent. That sounds exciting. Well, in the meantime, where can we check out this current short film, Ticking?
Okay, we have our trailer up on YouTube, and you can also see it at joeymarinofilms.com. And if somebody emails me, we can get it to them. We're not letting it out because it is in festivals right now.
Yeah.
But if somebody emails us, we can talk about it and get it to them so they can see it.
Excellent. Well, many thanks for coming on the show today.
Okay, thank you. And, you know, hopefully all is going well. And I know some tough times in England with the Queen.
Yeah.
And a heartfelt, sincere, we love the Queen in America.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The throbbing pulse of sound. The Toby Gribben Show.